Blog Talk Radio.
Computer, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm gonna beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ, party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Red in the Game Radio with your host, DJ Smell for Good, and international
call. Hail, all the way from the Netherlands. Presenting
Sayonite Night.
Interface complete.
My queen I will cherish until I perish.
I'll take you around the world with me, buy you pearls and diamond rings. Baby, you're my number one queen. We'll go on a limited shopping spree, 5 stars where we'll dine and see. Baby, you're my number one queen.
Never thought love like this could happen. Something so amazing, special and trapped in. When I first saw you, my heart collapsed in. Call it cardiac arrest and handcuffed with passion. My action had me stumbled by attraction. The pink daisy juice was real cute fashion. When I tell you about it now, we start laughing.
What, you always bring that up?
Be your reaction. See, that was 1999. Must have been designed in line, our souls entwined. God created your heart when he made mine. We was born with the glow. Combined, we shine.
I'll take you around the world with me. Buy you pearls and diamond rings. Baby, you're my number one queen. We'll go on a limited shopping spree. 5 stars where we'll dine and sleep. Baby, you're my number one queen. And I want you to know.
On Thursday, but damn, I couldn't get it to go. So, and I just left it because I was heading out for out of town, and I didn't even realize I was still signed in there. Sorry.
Hey,
you gave me the power,
be,
man. What can I say?
That'd be Independence Day to you. You know what I'm saying? It's real, man. It's Independence Day for all black people. You know what I'm saying? So, it's a good day, people. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what the fuck July 4th celebrates, but yeah, that wasn't my Independence Day. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't free from Great Britain. So, yeah. But anyway, this is Martin Luther King birthday. You know what I'm saying? Happy Martin Luther King Day observed. This day is observed. You know, of course, not the official birthday of Martin Luther King, but, you know, we do observe this day as one of the days that, you know, celebrate freedom, you know. Shout out, he don't appeal the body, but he'll be back. Goddamn Goofy Bo had fucked up problems this weekend, man. I called him.
Yeah, he did.
And
he
I was like, damn, man. I said, what's up? You ain't hook up with him, man? He was like, man, shit is fucked up.
I just talked to him a few hours before that, and, you know, whatever. He could have picked up the phone.
Yeah. That's,
you know,
damn,
whatever.
Man.
Just felt like it is. I'm cool.
Yeah. He said he was calling you. He was supposed to call you, though. And after he talked to the fucking dealership, shit, I know he was down there all fucking day dealing with them. That goddamn car.
No, he was. I don't even
want to go into it.
You don't leave a friend hanging. That's all I
got to
say.
You know, that's what I tell the ladies. You know what I'm saying? Oh, sorry. But anyways, people, Ms. Heavenly went down, you know what I'm saying, representing the California, you know what I'm saying, with her sister and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying. Well, so what did y'all do? Okay. I guess we'll find out when she calls back. Right. But, yeah, we're going to get into a little bit, you know what I'm saying, in a minute. You know, give you some info about the man, the myth, the legend, Martin Luther King. Oh, yeah, because it's going down, and we up in the building. You know what I'm saying? And today is normally my help, your help Monday, but, you know, got to flip this thing on up and get a man his due props. And, yeah, that's what time it is. So we're keeping some positivity music in the mix. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to get into this new song by Mr. Vice Grip. Babylon System a Fraud. Babylon System and a Fraud.
That are the references, the system of fraud. That's why they fund Babylon system. That are the references, them system of fraud. So all we need is God. The system don't care about the poor, they about the rich, and all they help. The poor stay poor, cause the debt of the system, oh, yeah, corrupt from the poor. Set up the references, them system of fraud. That's why they fall, Babylon system. Set up the references, them system of fraud. So all we need is God. Babylon system, that has the requisite.
freedom to do whatever the, I want to do. You know what I'm saying? I guess I'm going to exercise that today. But the only thing I ain't going to do is get my ass outside because, yeah. It's raining, people. Well, the NCIS people. But anyway, getting one more song right here, and I'm going to read something very important to y'all. To all my people of color, man, y'all need to be listening up. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Miss Heavenly Angel for making it down there to the California to meet Chico the Barge. You know what I'm saying? Yes, we are celebrity meeters here. And, yeah, it was cool. You know what I'm saying? And, and she's the only white girl. All right, what we're talking about. Only white girl holding it down at the Chico the Barge. White women, y'all better step up on Chico the Barge now. You know, he neutral. He Tiger Woods. You know what I'm saying? He in the middle, you know? He neutral. Yeah. Just bullshit, dude. All right, so we're going to get into another little quick song right here. You know what I'm saying? And this is called The Real World. People, because that's what the fuck we're living in. You know what I'm saying? I'll come back and read something real important to you.
When I was a little kid, the real world was at the end of my block when I would ride my scooter down to the corner and I couldn't cross the street. But across the street, that was the real world. What is the real world? It is a great deal different than the protected, nurtured environment that most of our children are privileged to grow up in. The real world. A place that one known as the real world. Cutthroat competition, dog eat dog.
That's the real world.
It's the place where the other fella gets the promotion. You have better skills, better aptitudes. But some way management says you're too goody-goody, you don't drink with the guys. And so you get passed over, and he's the one who gets the job. Mother of three dies with cancer while her neighbor who sleeps around seemingly enjoys good health. The real world is where you desperately want a baby and you pray, God, give me a child. But the girl who works in your office has an abortion and she laughs about it. That's the real world.
Coming up, my 33rd birthday bash, a.k.a. Aquarius Jam. It's going down Friday, February 11th, 2011. Event started at 9 p.m. Over at Coco's Lounge in Tampa, Florida. So y'all want to holler at your boy, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you get VIP early. We're going to have some free food, you know what I'm saying? Homeboy Jerkmon going to be hooking up the free food, curry chicken, rice, probably some mac and cheese, little biscuit and shit like that. And, yeah. So, that's what's going on now. I'm on the Facebook trying to look up some pictures. Miss Heavenly Angel down there with the Chico de Barge. See if we can add some flicks here. Chico de Barge. God damn it, girl. All these pictures, what the fuck is going on? Alrighty then. Alright, well, keep the drop the link wherever your pitch is at, Heavenly Angel, because I don't know where the pitch is at. I'm trying to look up pitches, people. And damn. Let's see, where is the pictures? Where are the pictures? Where are the pictures? Chico DeBarge. All right, let me read some to y'all, man. My good peoples of the world. And I mean the world. You know, I talked to this dude the other day, and I was like, you know, he was saying, you know, he's from Israel. You know what I'm saying? And I believe that's what he said. He might be Israel. I don't think it's Palestine, but he in one of them regions over there in Africa, right? Over here, and he says, you know, he sends money back home. And I was like, well, damn, you know, Everybody, every other nationality that's over in this country sends money back home. Mexicans send money back home. Cubans send money back home. You know, they got the little shit on TV talking about, you know, sending money back for Israel to send them back home. Oh, yeah. Look, mama, like Jesus. And so that, I was just making a point that, you know, as us as far as black people, you know what I'm saying, we are lacking in that area, you know what I'm saying, because we don't have no place to send money home. You know what I'm saying? When you ask the average black person where it's home, you know, they're going to tell you 34th Street, 3rd Avenue, you know what I'm saying? They're not going to tell you exactly, you know, where. So it's crazy, you know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, we as black people, we need to get, you know, some direction, you know what I'm saying, in order to, you know, help ourselves. You know, we're really in a state of confusion still. And, you know, girl, drop the damn link. I hear what you're saying, drop the link. All right. Matter of fact, hold on. I got one quick thing to do, and I'm going to get into the store. So, y'all, 1 second. Come right back at you.
Yeah, this crazy leg from the beef and that. If you want them official sucker duckers, go holler at Debbie and Glass Lee. What's up, Don Juan?
I'm in my sucker. good looking bone. These suckers won't leave me alone. I got my sucker duckers.
Regular Game Radio's Martin Luther King Jr. Monday. Give y'all some interesting facts that y'all might not have heard about the man, you know what I'm saying, in a minute. But real quick, I'm going to read you a little something. You know. And we lead in to the reading. I'm on that website. Look over, over here on Facebook. Y'all want to follow me on Facebook, hit me up. Facebook.com/, I believe it's DJ Smell So Good. I always have a hard time finding myself, but, you know, it's all good in the hood. You know what I'm saying? Check this out. This is from black people's out here. Look, mommy, a black Jesus. Many Christian leaders think that after 2,000 years they can just paint Jesus black and that is all right. Nope. It calls for more than that. It calls for an in-depth study in the teaching on the life of Christ. After these subliminal pictures of a white Jesus have been stamped in the minds of our children, we have to make this a full-time effort to explain what Jesus looked like, and we must all agree on one story and one picture. As it stands now, whenever our children see a black picture or drawing of Christ, they are forced to say, "Look, Mommy, a black Jesus." And that is because in their subconscious mind, Jesus is white. It is the same as a black Santa Claus. And the truth of the matter is that God doesn't have a color he appears in, yet the Son of God does. Revelation 1, verses 14 through 15, further describes Jesus' hair texture, which is like lambs' wool, as well as in 1 Corinthians 11, verse 14, where it states that it is a shame for a man to have long hair. And this goes to show you that the image of Jesus with long hair could not be the true image of the Son of the true Son of God, Jesus Christ. And that is just by an anonymous quote. You can also look up those scriptures to verify it. You know what I'm saying? Like I always say, don't never believe what I say. Go and read it for yourself. And then the question came down one time. Somebody asked me, you know, are we Negroes? And that actually kind of made me laugh because I'm like, well, you know, you're a person at first, you know what I'm saying? Regardless of what somebody labels you, you know what I'm saying? You're a person. But the famous cliche of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., "I am somebody," is repeated daily. And people can see that you are somebody, but the question at hand is, who? And see, I said this earlier when I first started. When I first started out, you know what I'm saying, and saying, you know, sending money home, it's like we don't have a direction where to send money home. So people can see that you are somebody, but the question at hand is who? Puerto Ricans, you know, who are called such because there is a place called Puerto Rico, giving them a better name. It at least lets you know where they came from. They'll say whites, Puerto Ricans, Mexicans, and Negroes, you know, and pick up on that. It's a drag, brothers and sisters. Albino is legitimate. That is a legitimate name. It means that it is what color they are supposed to be. Albino, which means they don't have a color at all, that they don't have pigment. Negro doesn't tell you anything. So you mean absolutely nothing. What can you identify with? Tell us. What do you attach Negro to? What do you attach to it? Nothing. It is completely in the middle of nowhere. It doesn't give you a language because there is no such thing as a Negro or Afro language. It doesn't exist. And the land doesn't exist. The culture doesn't exist. The language doesn't exist. And the man doesn't exist. If they take you to... They take you, the true Nubians or the Havilites, out of existence by calling you a Negro or African American, and you can walk around in front of them all day long, and they act like they don't even see you because you made yourself non-existent. Just as a tree without roots is dead, a people without history or cultural roots also becomes a dead people. And when you look at those of you who are called Negroes, you are called that because you are like a dead people. Wow, that is powerful, people. You know what I'm saying? And but one thing, what that is missing is just simple self-identification. You know? Self-identification means that we all just people. You know what I'm saying? Not that it you know, here in America, you know what I'm saying, we play up the race card. We play up the black and white issue. We play up, you know, all of that dumb shit. You know what I'm saying? But when you go abroad and you go to different places, you honestly don't get the racism that we get here. You know what I'm saying? People ain't looking at you because you're a black person or a white person or anything of the, you know, of the sort. You know, they look at you for what you present. To them, you know what I'm saying? If you present yourself as a cool person and somebody that a person wants to get to know, then they're going to do that. But if you present yourself as an asshole, then there you go, you know? and people ain't gonna respond to you like that. But we just have a real problem here that we only thing that we can identify with each other, the only thing that we can find in common is color. You know what I'm saying? That's the only thing that we sit up here and keeps us apart as far as a nation, as far as the United States as a nation. You know, words keep our whole everything apart. You know what I'm saying? Keep us segregated mentally. You know, demographically, because then people move out and try to move away, thinking you can move away from a so-called problem, but it's not even a problem. It's just a problem of understanding, you know, the other person. And that's all we need to get into, people, just simple understanding. Simple understanding. Heaven Angel, I can't find these damn pictures. I don't know. And that link says,
I linked one of them in where you can see Chico. He's up on stage.
No, that said it's discontinued or something. I don't know what the hell.
Okay, well, are you in my photos?
Yeah.
Okay, well, go to the one that says mobile upload.
It says who?
Mobile upload. Mobile upload. And there's one that has 80. It's a picture of a window in a plane, and you can see the airport.
Well, this is some reason not linking a. Okay, on this is what I'm looking at. On the side it says wall info and photos. That's it.
Okay. You see the one that says mobile upload?
No, I don't have a mobile upload. That's what I'm saying.
Albums, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, okay. Look, click it on photos.
Right. Now, when you click
Letter
on photos.
See, profile pics, November 26th, and relaxing for you.
No, it's up
got,
on top. It says mobile upload.
Not on mine.
Really, you don't see mobile upload? Do you see that where it says view all photos?
I don't know, man. Let me see what the hell is going on here, people.
Yeah, I had a great time. I got to meet Chico to bars and take a picture, but it's so dark in the club with no flash, you can barely see us together. But you can see the pictures of him on stage that I took. I'm standing right in front of him.
Congratulations.
You've
been selected
and received a $1,000 Walmart gift card.
Wow.
You fucking pop-ups,
man.
Fucking bullshit.
Walmart. I don't shop there.
Wall, all I got is wall info.
Well, okay, are you on my wall?
Yeah.
Well, scroll down and you can see pictures of him that I uploaded. And click on that.
No. It shows a bunch of videos that you posted.
I'll scroll down. Keep going down. The older posts.
Nah, I must be looking for older posts or something. Cause your latest posts all have videos posted.
That's right, I just posted those. I had a request.
What, to post videos?
Yeah, people like my news all.
I see.
I have interesting videos.
Going to California. California, here I come.
Any of the mobile upload pictures?
No, goddamn videos. Jeez, woman.
I'm looking at the pictures right now. You don't see the video upload?
Hello?
Stand in front of a keyboard. Singing.
Where? to a bunch of damn videos. Nothing but videos, 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 and more videos.
Today is Saturday.
January 12th.
You're too far back. Go back up. Go up to Saturday. It should be right on top.
Last thing you posted was 2 hours ago, and that's these videos. And it's nothing but videos. 3 hours ago, 11 hours ago, and the last thing is 16 hours ago. And then it says, home, Seattle, home. That's 18 hours ago.
Yeah, and it's just keep going a little further down, and you'll see it. A couple more posts.
California sunshine. California, here I come. Tell me, it's only posts, no pictures.
Going down.
If you keep going down, you get up out of it. January 13th is the last recent post. There's no pictures.
Well, that's strange. Because I have them all over my wall. What?
No pictures.
Let me see if I have it where it's blocked and you can't see
pictures. Yeah, all these are just comments.
Okay, well, continue on with the show and I'll let you know. Birthday today.
So did you like Cali? I mean, no, you know what I'm saying?
I love Cali. Are you kidding me? I've been up and down the coast. I'm going to move there one day. I love the sunshine.
Yeah, you don't love the motherfucking earthquakes. Yeah.
Well, they have them here, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm here every day, small ones. Sometimes we have a big one. The last one was 2000. The biggest one was 2001. We're looking for another one.
Nope. What the hell is that? I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
I don't either because the pictures are all there.
Are these you? Listen, you need to get a web cam. Stop doing the mobile. Your mobile pics suck.
You haven't even seen
phones.
Them.
I'm looking at them now with the little boy with the little fire truck hat on.
Oh, those are no. That's something different. That's.
Oh, why they look so blurry?
That's because it was a picture, a real picture, and then I took a picture of.
The picture. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
And it didn't work out.
Yeah, because you see all the pixels in it. I'm like, what the hell?
That's why.
Oh.
No, the cell phone was like this.
Oh, okay.
In fact, I got. This is why I wanted this phone is because I love to take pictures, and this one has a pretty good megapixel.
Yeah, like I was saying, my homeboy, he got a phone, man, and actually, it's the same second person that I see with it. I was at the club, and this dude, I ain't had no light, and I seen this big-ass light come on. I turned around, and he got his damn cell phone, you know, and it's got an app on it that says flashlight. And I mean, that shit is a real flashlight. That shit was bright as hell.
That's what I have, and I didn't use it. I turned it off when I was taking the pictures of him, blinding him and pissing him off because I'm standing right in front of him, Chico. So I turned it off when I was with him and they were going to take a picture with his manager took a picture of us two together, and the flash wouldn't go off, and I was like, oh, damn, and I didn't have time, but to barely talk to him before the girl started rushing over to him. And the bodyguards were surrounding him and us, and he's like, I got to go. So I only got two shots. Two chances for a picture, and the flash
you
is not on.
Suck!
I know! I was like, you kidding me?
What kind of paparazzi are you?
And my sister was trying to take a picture, too, and the photographer, because my sister had a phone, but it has no flash on hers, and she pays for a photographer for her promotion and her site for the event. So he wasn't around at the time when we needed him for that either. So I'm like, oh, my God, are you kidding me?
You pay a person.
I'm like, where's the VIP tree right here, people?
That's
my birthday. But I had a blast, so I got to hug him. I got to, yeah, meet him, get pictures. I did. He said he was just in Tacoma, and I didn't know that. Just a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah? Man, that's
yeah.
Right down the street.
Yeah, and I met his manager on Facebook before that because I clicked onto the event that I'm going, and I'm coming from Seattle. It was for my birthday. My sister sent me down there, and he's like, oh, okay, I'll watch out for you. So he saw me, he's like, and I already told Chico, and I went up to him right after the show because I was right there at the stage. And his guards were there, and I was like, hey, I'm from Seattle. I just want to come down and say hi. Can I take a picture with you? And he's like, sure. So, and then he was like, Thomas, no, she just came from Seattle. Like, I know. I Facebooked her. He's tagging me, and I'm like, yeah, okay. It's all good, but you know what? There was two singers on the stage before him. Marcel Williams is a star. That's all I got to say. And he's sending me his music and his brother, too, as well. It's really good. But Marcel, man, he's the it factor.
Mm.
He's got to make it out there.
That's what's up. So he had R&B open up the show for him?
Yeah, it was really good.
That's cool. Normally somebody has some
really
rappers. Has some rap or some shit like that. All right, let me...
It's both. They got rap and R&B.
Oh.
It was good.
Looking for my damn... my damn speech. I made a... speech from Martin Luther King. I can't find it. I do not know. Let's see. Let's see here. If we can find it. No search is found. God damn it.
You should be able to find those pictures.
Man, fucking all the events today have been canceled. All of the Martin Luther King parades and everything been canceled today because of the
what?
Weather.
What are you talking about? They canceled it. Why?
Yeah. Cause we got, man, it's been thunder and lightning since 8 o'clock this morning.
Oh, you got stormy weather.
Yeah, and it's getting colder, so they talking about this hell alert, you know what I'm saying? In some parts, you know how they characterize it with everybody, but only certain parts is going to get hit with it. Little knowledge, people, on this day. Martin Luther King Jr., a.k.a. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., born January 15th. That's why I say we celebrate it on the 17th. Just like a lot of holidays, they celebrate, they observe days. So they fall into weekends. So normally people can get a 4-day weekend or a 3-day weekend. And that is how this is falling. Now that's why the day is actually observed on this Monday. But born January 15, 1929 to April 4th, 1968, he was an American clergyman, which he was not a fucking people. There's no such thing as a goddamn American. I hate to sound unpatriotic and all that, but it's no such thing as a fuck. Everybody comes from different countries in order to make the United States of America what it is. So if you want to call it anything, call it the United States of America. That's what it is. It's not American. American describes a, it would describe a type of person, but what the fuck is an American? Well, if we all come from different backgrounds and different nationalities and all these other different countries and places, then that's what we are. We just here, citizens of the United States. There you go. Call me a citizen of the United States. Yeah. Yeah. There you go. But that shit there is still keeping me misleading. He was an activist and a prominent leader in the civil rights movement. And the, I'm going to keep reading this shit. But he is best known for being an iconic figure in the advancement of civil rights in the United States and around the world, using nonviolent methods following the teachings of Mahatma Gandhi. King is often presented as a heroic leader in the history of modern American liberalism. He was a Baptist minister. He became a civil rights activist early in his career. He led the 1955 Montgomery bus boycott and helped found the Southern Christian Leadership Conference in 1957, serving as its first president. King's efforts led to the 1963 March on Washington, where King delivered his I Have a Dream speech. There, he expanded American values to include a vision of a colorblind society and established his reputation as one of the greatest orators in American history. In 1964, King became the youngest person to receive the Nobel Peace Prize for his work to end racial segregation and racial discrimination through civil disobedience and other nonviolent means. By the time of his death in 1968, he had refocused his efforts on ending poverty and stopping the Vietnam War. King was assassinated on April 4th of 1968 in Memphis, Tennessee. He was posthumously awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 1977 and Congressional Gold Medal in 2004. Martin Luther King Jr. Day was established as a U.S. federal holiday in 1986. And didn't know that one. Took all the way to 86 to recognize that. Wow.
Wow. Really?
All right. Let's see. Born in Atlanta, Georgia, the middle child of Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. Sr. and Alberta Williams King. His father was born Michael King, and Martin Luther King Jr. was originally named Michael King Jr. until the family traveled to Europe in 1934 and visited Germany. His father soon changed both of their names to Martin Luther in honor of the German Protestant leader Martin Luther. King Jr. had an older sister, Christine King, and a younger brother, Alfred Daniel Williams King. King said, sang with his church choir at the 1933 Atlanta premiere of the movie Gone with the Wind. They actually had his sister on TV today talking about her brother, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, just giving little commentary and stuff about this day and what it means to her and stuff like that. That was cool. King was originally skeptical of many of Christianity's claims. Most striking, perhaps, was the denial of the bodily resurrection of Jesus during Sunday school at the age of 13. From this point, he stated, doubts began to spring forth unrelentingly. Yeah, because it's a fucking lie. But hey, you know, once you start reading between the lines, yeah, you start catching attitudes with yourself, you know what I'm saying, in search of the truth. Growing up in Atlanta, King attended Booker T. Washington High School. A precocious student, he skipped both the 9th and the 12th grade and entered Morehouse College at age 15 without formally graduating from high school. Damn. 1948, he graduated from Morehouse with a Bachelor of Arts degree in sociology and enrolled in Prosser Theological Seminary in Chester, Pennsylvania. Shouts out to Easy Rider down that way. From which he graduated with a Bachelor of Divinity degree in 1951. And King married Coretta Scott on June 18, 1953, on the lawn of her parents' house. In her hometown of Heiberger, Alabama. They had four children, Yolanda King, Martin Luther King III, Dexter Scott King, and Bernice King. King became pastor of the Dexter Avenue Baptist Church in Montgomery, Alabama, when he was 25 years old in 1954. He then began doctoral studies in systematic theology at Boston University and received his Doctor of Philosophy on June 5, 1955, with a dissertation on a comparison of the conceptions of God in thinking of Paul Tillich and Henry Nelson Vieman. A 1980s inquiry concluded portions of his dissertation had been plagiarized and he had acted improperly, but that his dissertation still makes an intelligent contribution to scholarship. Reading too much, that's what it is. Reading too much and then flipping the shit up, you know what I'm saying? Trying to, like Obama does nowadays, you know what I'm saying? He, you know, and if you're not a scholarly person, you won't pick up on some of the plagiarism that he does in some of his speeches. You know what I'm saying? But it's not really plagiarism. He's taking some of the words, you know, famous words that other people have said, and he expounds upon those and makes them sound better, put it that way.
Yeah.
Something like what Americans do. You know what I'm saying? Take a product and refurbish it. Now you got new and improved. Yeah.
Well, that's got him where he is.
Yeah.
You know,
hey.
Delicate speeches.
Civil rights leader, theologian, and educator Howard Thurman was an early influence on King. A classmate of King's his father at Morehouse College, Thurman mentored the young King and his friends. Thurman's missionary work had taken him abroad, where he had met and conferred with Mahatma Gandhi. When he was a student at Boston University, King often visited Thurman, who was the dean of Marchappelle. Walter Flueker, who has studied Thurman's writings, has stated, "I don't believe you'd get a Martin Luther King Jr. without a Howard Thurman." Wow. With assistance from the Quaker group, the American Friends Service Committee, and inspired by Gandhi's success with nonviolent activism, King visited Gandhi's birthplace in India in 1959. The trip to India affected King in a profound way, deepening his understanding of nonviolent resistance and his commitment to America's struggle for civil rights. In a radio address made during his final evening in India, King reflected, "Since being in India, I am more convinced than ever before that the method of nonviolent resistance is the most potent weapon available to oppressed people in their struggle for justice and human dignity. In a real sense, Mahatma Gandhi embodied his life's certain universal principles that are inherent in the moral structure of the universe, and these principles are as inescapable as the laws of gravitation." African-American civil rights activist Bayard Rustin has studied Gandhi's teachings. Rustin counseled King to dedicate himself to the principle of nonviolence and served as King's main advisor and mentor throughout his early activism, and was the main organizer of the 1963 March on Washington. Rustin's open homosexuality and support of democratic socialism and his former ties to the Communist Party USA caused many white and African American leaders to demand King distance himself from Rustin. Damn. Yeah, people, because, you know, who you associate with, you know what I'm saying, that does, you know, if I'm hanging around Adolf Hitler, you know, what you gonna think? You know what I'm saying? What would you think about Smell So Good? He hanging around with Adolf Hitler. He hanging around with Stalin all day. You know what I'm saying? What, you know, although you hear me on the radio every day, what pictures would you get? What pictures would people form if you see me hanging with these type of people? You know what I'm saying? What picture would you form if you see me hanging with the KKK? That'd be a little confusing, but yeah. Some famous sermons and speeches. And this comes from Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and this is a quote. "All I'm saying is simply this, that all life is interrelated, that somehow we're caught in an inescapable network of mutuality, tied in a single garment of destiny. Whatever affects one directly affects all indirectly. For some strange reason, I can never be what I ought to be until you are what you ought to be. And you can never be what you ought to be until I am what I ought to be. And this is the interrelated structure of reality. And I agree completely with that. You know what I'm saying? Because if you ain't living up to your motherfucking best ability, how can you expect me to live up to the best of mine?
Hello.
If you asking me for help.
Talking about.
You know, throughout his career of service, King wrote and spoke frequently, drawing on his experience as a preacher. His letter from Birmingham Jail, written in 1963, is a passionate statement of his crusade for justice. And on October 14, 1964, King became the youngest recipient of the Nobel Peace Prize, which was awarded to him for leading nonviolent resistance to racial prejudice in the United States. I'm big up on that. I'm bigging up on that. I'm bigging up on that. In 1955, he led a Montgomery bus boycott, which is so impactful, you know what I'm saying? In March 1955, a 15-year-old schoolgirl, Claudette Colvin, refused to give up her bus seat to a white man in compliance with the Jim Crow laws. King was on the committee from the Birmingham African American Committee that looked into the case, and because Colvin was pregnant and unmarried, E.D. Nixon and Clifford Durr decided to wait for a better case to pursue. On December 1st, 1955, Rosa Parks was arrested for refusing to give up her seat. The Montgomery bus boycott, urged and planned by Nixon and led by King, soon followed. And the boycott lasted for 385 days, and the situation became so tense that King's house was bombed. King was arrested during this campaign, which ended with a United States District Court ruling in Browder versus Gale that ended racial segregation on all Montgomery public buses. People, sometimes
I remember that.
Yeah, and you have to. People, sometimes you can't be scared. You got to be the fall person, you know what I'm saying, in order for a bigger picture to develop. You know, It's not small, you know. You are a speck on this planet, but the impact that you make and the longevity that it takes before you see, you know, saying the true benefits of your work, you know, you don't know, but it's there though. It's there, and you have to do that. If it wasn't for Martin Luther King, Rustin, Thurman, and Rosa Parks, that little girl. Because she was spawning off of Rosa Parks. He took the little girl, and it just so happened that she was pregnant, that they left her alone, you know what I'm saying? But then it came to an old woman, and they just like, well, nah, we ain't even finna do that, you know what I'm saying? But it took these key figures, you know, to get us where we at today, people, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I'm a pro and a con against segregation. You know, because for the simple fact that people learn on a different, you know, on a different whole, different thinking. You know what I'm saying? And true enough, we're supposed to know different things about each other. But then at the same time, you're supposed to know about yourself. And if you don't know anything about yourself, how can you inspire to be a better you? You know, and I say that as far as black folks, young black kids in schools nowadays, are taught on a whole different education, but they're not taught on the education to understand, you know, all of the beautiful things that African, black people have accomplished, you know, such as inventions, such as, you know, breaking medical, you know what I'm saying, shit that we done discovered, you know what I'm saying, and not to sound racial, but what they do is they put it in the form that all white people make all of the discoveries. They make all of the inventions. They've made all of everything that we've gotten to the point today in our history books and in our science books. It all points to the white man did everything. And it's not a breakdown of that. You know what I'm saying? And that is a problem. That is a direct problem. If I didn't know that Chang Pang Gubok was the original inventor of the filament for the light bulb. Fuck Alexander Graham Bell coming later on and figuring out the way to take the filament, and then he didn't even have nothing to do with it anyway. Electricity was way before, you know what I'm saying, Alexander Graham Bell knew anything about that. You know what I'm saying? So let's get that, his name, completely out of history. But, you know, it took that, though. You know what I'm saying? When I read, matter of fact, when I read the fact that the light bulb is still on the wall in an Egyptian pyramid in Africa. The light bulb is featured on the wall. So that tells you 4,000 or 5,000 years ago, there was electricity. They showed you, if you watch the History Channel, how they can still use, and they still have that test in the museum that works. How they took, I forgot what the hell they used, but it was a nail, two pieces of something else, and then some other MacGyver type shit that, you know, that he bit off of. And that's how he got his inventions, from old inventions that happened 4,000 years ago. But as far as people, as far as me, I needed to know that so I can aspire to be a scientist, so I can aspire to be a philosopher, or so I can aspire to be an inventor. But if all these fucking lies you sit up here and tell me is all about somebody else who I do not readily identify with, then therefore I am getting the shit end of the stick. Chinese people don't learn about American inventors. They learn about their own Chinese inventors. They only learn about their own Japanese inventors. They learn about their own Korean inventors. They don't learn about anybody over here. You know what I'm saying? It's like we don't learn about anybody over in Japan. You know, we don't learn about anybody in China. We don't learn about anybody in any other country but the lies that are put together and given to you about this country, which this country ain't even nothing but 200-300 years old. So how can y'all have accomplished anything in history when you're not even that old to even get to that point? All right. Keep moving my good porn, dude. You know what I'm saying? And happy Martin Luther King birthday once again. This is his involvement with the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. In 1957, King and Ralph Abernathy and other civil rights activists founded the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, the SCLC. The group was created to harness the moral authority and organizing power of black churches to conduct nonviolent protests in the service of civil rights reform. King led the SCLC until his death. And on September 20th, 1958, while signing copies of his book, Stride Toward Freedom, in Blumenstein's department store on 125th Street in Harlem, King was stabbed in the chest by Azola Curry, a deranged black woman with a letter opener, and nearly escaped death. And I've never heard that in ever. I've never heard that, people.
Me either.
I have never heard that. Wow. I want to know why she did it, though. See if we get some history why she did it. She attempted to assassinate Martin Luther King Jr., born, stabbed him with a letter opener at a New York City. Yep. Man, it is unknown what became of Curry following her failed assassination attempt on King, or whether she is dead or alive. Why did she do that? When Strive Toward Freedom was published, King went on a tour to promote it. During a book signing at his department store in New York City, a well-dressed woman approached and asked him if he was Martin Luther King Jr. When King replied in the affirmative, she said, "I've been looking for you for 5 years," then stabbed him in the chest with a steel letter opener. King was immediately taken by ambulance to Harlem Hospital, where surgeons spent 3 hours removing the blade from his precarious position. Days later, King wrote in his posthumously published autobiography, "When I was well enough to talk with Dr. Aubrey Maynard, the chief of the surgeons who performed the delicate, dangerous operation, I learned the reason for the long delay that preceded surgery. He told me that the razor tip of the instrument had been touching my aorta in that my whole chest had to be opened to extract it. If you had sneezed during all those hours of waiting, Dr. Maynard said, your aorta would have been punctured and you would have drowned in your own blood. And people, that means that man's heaven sent. He was on a mission. And we all destined in the end to die. You're going to die. You know what I'm saying? But you have something to contribute while you are here. And you have to find what that is and contribute it. You know? And that is the beautiful thing, that all of these 20, 30 years later, you know what I'm saying, we are still reaping the benefits, you know what I'm saying, through all of the bad shit that happened to this man. But was not taught. You was never taught that. You see, this is what I'm saying. You was never taught the true facts of what happened. They keep up the racism by telling you what the hell his name was. That they actually killed him. You know what I'm saying? The second attempt. Oh, I forgot his damn name.
I know who you're talking about.
But, you know, we'll get into that anyway. But I'm just saying, if they would have said a black woman has attempted to kill Martin Luther King back in the day, you would have had to see the impact that would have had on the actual second assassination attempt. You see what I'm saying? Because nobody said there was an attempt at assassination that never made the headlines, that was never told in the history books. You never heard of Isola Curry, period. You never heard of that. That's crazy, people. While still in the hospital, King demonstrated in his characteristic calm and Christian charity in September 30th press release, in which he reaffirmed his belief in the redemptive power of nonviolence and issued a hopeful statement about his attacker. I felt no ill will toward Mrs. Isola Curry and know that thoughtful people will do all in their power to see that she gets the help she apparently needs if she is to become a free and constructive member of society. On October 17th, minutes after hearing King's testimony, a grand jury indicted Mrs. Curry for attempted murder. As a result of her indictment and subsequent hearing, she was adjudicated incompetent to stand trial and was committed to Matawan State Hospital for the criminally insane. Man. And it was actually a book out, When Harlem Nearly Killed King, the 1958 stabbing of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. It's just so crazy, man, how they don't, you know, how they blatantly keep things, you know what I'm saying, out of history. You know what I'm saying? To continue painting the picture that they want you to see. You know, like it's a black and white issue, like the white people killed Martin Luther King. You know, and that's how they plagiarize it. You know, that's plagiarism, people. That's still plagiarism. That's your government plagiarizing history books. You know, and it's crazy to me how you can't sue somebody in the government, whoever is the director or the advisor or whatever over school books, that committee, that whoever, all of y'all should be tried and convicted and for plagiarism, for lying, for misleading the American people. I mean, for misleading everybody who comes to this country, period, whether you claim to be American, non-American, whatever you claim to be. But it is your right to know the truth about this country and how it was built, how it was formed, who lost their lives, who suffered, who didn't, who gained, all of that. And that is called the true freedom. We don't have that. You know, we have the true freedom to believe that we are free, but you better stay dumb. You know what I'm saying? Because once you start to try to wise up, then that's when people try to come along and start throwing all of this, oh, he's this, oh, he's that. You know, when he's just trying to get the truth out there. You know, people, truth hurts. You know, the truth hurts. But it in the end, the truth will set you free. Believe that. Gandhi's nonviolent techniques were used for the King's campaign to change the civil rights laws implemented in Alabama. King applied nonviolent philosophy to the protests organized by the SCLC. In 1959, he wrote The Measure of a Man. from which the piece What Is Man, in an attempt to sketch the optimal political, social, and economic structure of society, is derived. His SCLC secretary and personal assistant in this period was Dora McDonald. The FBI, and you already know the FBI was the ones that killed Martin Luther King. If you do not know that, people, they were the direct motherfucking link behind Martin Luther King's assassination. It's not just made up. It's not smoke blowing out of the tailhot pipe. You know what I'm saying? The FBI, under written directive from Attorney General Robert F. Kennedy, began telephone tapping King in the fall of 1963, concerned that allegations of communists in the SCLC, which is what we have today as Al-Qaeda, or your fucking terrorist cell groups. Same shit, people. Same shit. Communists, no matter what kind of lying-ass name they put to it, it is doing the same shit. And this is what gives them the right to so-called start tapping your phone or getting checking your mail, checking your trash, invading your privacy. Because they drum up names. Insurgents. The insurgents. Come on, people. Concerned, anyway, if made public, would derail the administration's civil rights initiatives. Kennedy warned King to discontinue the suspect association and later felt compelled to issue the written directive authorizing the FBI to wiretap King and other leaders to the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. J. Edgar Hoover feared communists, yeah, right, were trying to infiltrate the civil rights movement. But when no such evidence emerged, the Bureau used the incidental details caught on tape over the next 5 years in attempts to force King out of the preeminent leadership position. And this is what I'm saying. They ain't want no black man they didn't want Obama back then. We already had Obama that would have been in office. You know what I'm saying? Martin Luther King would have been your next president. If you don't believe that, people, then you need to wake up and smell the roses. Martin Luther King back in the day was on his way to be the next presidency. Look at his track record and look at Obama's track record. He has the same educational background as Martin Luther King. He has all the same path that Martin Luther King took. And all it took was Martin Luther King just to put his name on the ballot and run up against the next whoever. And guarantee you, he would have been the first black president back then. But then we wouldn't have had, I guarantee we wouldn't have had what we have today. You wouldn't have all this dumbass racism and all this shit that we got today. I guarantee you. But, you know, of course, that's just skepticism on my side. But I do believe that. King believed that organized nonviolent protests against the system of Southern segregation, known as Jim Crow laws, would lead to extensive media coverage of the struggle for black equality and voting rights. Journalistic accounts and televised footage of the daily deprivation and indignities suffered by Southern blacks and of segregationist violence and harassment of civil rights workers and marchers produced a wave of sympathetic public opinion that convinced the majority of Americans that the civil rights movement was the most important issue in American politics in the early 1960s. King organized and led marches for blacks' right to vote, desegregation, labor rights, and other basic civil rights, and most of these rights were successfully enacted into the law of the United States with the passage of the Civil Rights Act of 1964 and the 1965 Voting Rights Act. King and the SCLC put into practice many of the principles of the Christian left and applied the tactics of nonviolent protest with great success by strategically choosing the method of protest and the places in which protests were carried out. There were often dramatic standoffs with segregationist authorities, and sometimes the confrontations turned violent.
Hello.
All right, so Albany Movement, Birmingham Campaign, St. Augustine, St. Augustine, Florida. Wow, didn't know this one. King and the SCLC were also driving forces behind the protests in St. Augustine, Florida, which is just a little over an hour and a half away from me, 2 hours. In 1964, the movement engaged in nightly marches in the city met by white segregationists who violently assaulted them. Hundreds of marchers were arrested and jailed. King and the SCLC joined forces with Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, the SNCC, in Selma, Alabama in December 1964, where SNCC had been working on voter registration for several months. A sweeping injunction issued by a local judge barred any gathering of three or more people under sponsorship of SNCC, SCLC, or DCDL, or with the involvement of 41 named civil rights leaders. This injunction temporarily halted civil rights activity until King defied it by speaking at Brown Chapel on January 2nd, 1965. How in the hell are you going to tell somebody to shut the fuck up? And because they dealing with these different people. When our own government sit up here and deal with foreign countries, and y'all sit up and sell secrets and all this shit, but then y'all don't even tell y'all own fucking inside people to shut the fuck up. Black people, I'm telling you. March on Washington in 1963, that was the biggest march period. You know, just throughout his history, people, and this article, you know, because honestly, I don't have enough time in this program to cover every single thing that this man has done. You know, up until his from the time of his, you know, of his beginning to his end. You know what I'm saying? Let's see here. Let me know what we got. Lorraine. All right. Let's see here. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. I want y'all to go read that. Make that part of y'all Martin Luther King Day. You know what I'm saying? Everybody that's listening to this in the archives, please go to Wikipedia or just type in Martin Luther King Jr. and Dr. Martin Luther King and just, you know, get some background, get some true insight on this man and, you know what I'm saying, everything that he's been involved in. And, you know, everything, you know. And get the truth. You know, get the truth behind it.
Great legacy.
Yeah, he got. I mean, as I'm looking at it, this is, you know, damn. He has a lot. Oh, more than 730 cities in the United States have streets named after King. King County, Washington, rededicated his name in his honor in 1986 and changed his logo to an image of his face in 2007.
That's here.
The city government center in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, is named in honor of King. King is remembered as a martyr by the Episcopal Church in the United States of America, which feast day is April 4th, and the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, which feast day is January 15th, the day of his actual birthday. In 2002,
the street was changed here in Washington. It's not just a little couple of blocks. It's a few miles down the road, the name of his street, Martin Luther King Way.
Yeah, well, that's how they've done it here. We used to have Buffalo. They used to call it Buffalo Boulevard. They changed all of Buffalo Boulevard into Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. And guaranteed, people, this is not an exaggeration. I don't give a damn. You go to any state in the United States, well, there is a Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, and I don't know if they just did this. I don't know how they did this, but you will find a black neighborhood.
This is true.
You will find a black neighborhood. Somewhere, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevards connect you to a black, predominantly black or ethnic neighborhood. Try it. Go state to state and try it out. Think I'm motherfucking lying.
Yep.
Yeah. Scholar Molefi Keti Asante, which is a that's all African people. That's a whole African name. Listed Martin Luther King Jr. on his list of 100 greatest African Americans. Yeah. Well, then, who is it? In no particular order. That is, they're not ranked. Oh, okay. What? Who is he? Where did he earn that? It's a biographical dictionary. Where's the dictionary at, man? I was down like that. Historically, in African American greatness. Peter the Great in St. Petersburg. All right, what the hell, man?
Well, I posted those pictures on my wall, so if you just go page, my wall, you'll find
them. All right. Oh, okay, you say on the page on your wall. All right. Well, Peter, let me get into a quick little song right here. I mean, I was actually looking for this speech.
I Have a Dream. How about
yeah,
I Have
well,
a
But I did a remix to it. I actually put music to it. And
oh.
Yeah, I need
to play Speech on YouTube, can't you? I Have a Dream.
No, I'm talking about the one that I did. I did an actual song.
I know, but I mean, I find that. Can you play I Have a Dream from YouTube or something?
No, because I'm going to find this speech.
Okay.
It's on my hard drive somewhere. I just got to find it real quick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right, let's get to a little Hustler's Prayer right here. This is Mellow Con. How about that? And I think that's appropriate. Coming right back at you, people. This is Reggae the Game Radio. Martin Luther King Jr. Monday. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. Heavenly Angels in the building. And right now with Captain Smells So Good. Shouts out to Sayonara. Out there in the world. And I mean the world.
Give me my weed, my guns, my walk with me, guide me. Keep my feet planted to the turf while I'm grinding. Get me to the crib safe, keep the reaper in his place. I'm a hustler, I'm a hustler, I'm a hustler.
Can't feel my walk through the valley of the shadows. Just give me my weed, my guns, my ammo. Don't let my joints jam when it's business to handle. Food for my family, death to my enemies. Bless me, protect me, welcome me, guide me. Keep my feet planted to the turf while I'm grinding. Get me to the crib safe, keep the reaper in his place. This is my hustler's prayer, all my hustler's prayer.
God bless the child that can hold his own. They left us out, put us down in kitchens. Couldn't figure if they forgot us or skipped us. Either way you cut it, people cut and took our cut from us. By the time we reached the front of the line, only thing left was scripture saying God would deliver us. If we live righteous, our afterlife will be richer. But right now we poverty stricken. Some of us couldn't swallow that pill, so hustling was like a gift to us, just to get us over the hump. And then we give it up, but we ain't give it up. Instead we got greedy. We went from being needy to outright stingy. It's like the streets get in you and take your spirit from you. Replace it with a stranger. I came home, heard a voice saying, who's there? What are you? Who are you? Looking square into my eyes, I said, it's me, mama.
Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadows. Give me my weed, my guns, my ammo. Don't let my joy stand when it's business to handle. Food for my family, death to my enemies. Bless me, protect me, walk with me, guide me. Keep my feet planted to the turf while I'm grinding. Get me to the crib safe, keep the reaper in his place. This is my hustler's prayer, I'm a hustler's prayer.
Can't feel my walk through the valley of the shadows. Just give me my weed, my guns, my ammo. Don't let my joints jam when it's business to handle. Food for my family, death to my enemies. Bless me, protect me, welcome me, guide me. Keep my feet planted to the turf while I'm grinding. Get me to the crib safe, keep the reaper in his place. This is my hustler's prayer, all my hustler's pray.
Oh, shit, man. I can't find my goddamn speech, people. Damn it. I'll come back at
Hey, Ryan. I'm looking for that next top model. So give me your assistance.
No, baby, I'm a
like Trina, swagger like Nikki. Got the girl envying, quick, call Miss Piggy. Shorty know she bad, just by the way she walk. Looking at her double toe, and she let me have her screaming, oh, like a Marianne. Sorry, hun, didn't mean to go that deep in ya. Switch it like a swisher, it's J. Mel the Huncho. Twist and shake it, walk around like you at a fashion show. But I'm a judge, and everybody can't be with her, so I do it to see who is for my love. Like a sex tape, baby girl, I can't wait. Like a kid on Christmas Day, the emotions that I'm feeling got me want you like an inmate. Take mate, baby girl, you safe like a coke bottle.
Let me put it in your end zone.
No fire.
Smoking like some endo. So I rolled up on the light, shot it what it hit for.
I gotta
call me Casper, and baby, can we get ghosts? I'm talking about pulling off faster than an end zone. And baby girl, we gon' move back to my crib. And baby, I'ma set you up. And you be screaming, oh yeah. But first drop your top.
Beat it up like a bully in the alley. Balance rotated, never deceive it. If she say that I can have it, boy, you know I got to get it. I never mistreat it, but please it, never ever tease it. I'ma stay the same, I won't change like the time zone. All back to my home, baby, we can get it on. Like the Marvin Gaye song, I like to see you in a zone. Miss Coke bottle, the next top model. Working for me, drop it low, like you about to take it off. Gon' let me break you out, but no, I can't hit you raw. Women lie, men lie, let's just leave it at that. I'm feeling on them, I keep them at home.
I'm deep in them.
Three more girls, line them up like who to choose. I am digging all of you, I can give you all the lessons like your teachers back in school.
Mail. All right.
Timmy!
I haven't been able to find my Martin Luther King speech.
There's a link for YouTube. I have a dream.
Let's see here. Spotlight video. I know they got a bunch of videos. 17 minutes. What was that? For the Martin Luther King video?
Yeah, it's one of the peaceful marches, and they're going to Washington. And if I have a dream speech there.
Yeah, they don't have it with the music, though. Like with the music.
No. We just need to hear him sing, I Have a Dream. Let it ring, let it ring.
This is the excerpt from the Martin Luther King. You know the speech is over 17 minutes long, but this was the main everything, the whole 17 minutes, this was the most important moment of the speech, you know what I'm saying? And this was the moment that really, you know, changed history, was this one statement out of 17 minutes that this man made in a little over 2 minutes. Check it out, people, live right here.
With its governor having him
Hold on. God damn it. One thing about YouTube people is the fact that they allow comments. You know what I'm saying? And let me show you. Let me read to you just a couple of comments. And this shows you where we are still at today. You see what I'm saying? But this shows you what happens when you have miseducation. When you don't educate people on this great man and everything that he's done, this is why you still get comments like this. This comes from this dude, Socialist Containment. It says, it is funnier when a pathetic person hides behind a beautiful minority when they are a total and complete fucking pussy. You have no idea. These are all comments talking about the video, about the I Have a Dream speech now. Okay? You have no idea what you're talking about. I'm glad you can't laugh out loud. If not for niggers and Mexicans, the American school system would be what it used to be 20 to 30 years ago. Another one says, I'm sorry, I just watched, and I'm not as impressed as I was as a child. Black people are a blind vote to socialism, and they like their free shit, though. Which, if you turn around and look at it, the majority of people that are on unemployment and every other kind of getting assistance, food stamps, is white people. It is not black people. Look up the facts. It's just that black people manipulate the system, you know what I'm saying, and get caught because we're not as slick as the counterparts that are in the game doing the same exact thing. But,
I got to say that there's always going to be hate and ignorance. And I'd rather focus on what Martin Luther King had to say that day on this day than the hate and the ignorance.
Yeah, trying to tell you, man.
This is what he's talking about right now. You know, what you just said, all that madness needs to go away.
But at the same time, a lot of people, you know, put these comments up because they know they're going to get somebody. Let me say something stupid because I know somebody going to, you know, give me a comment and then somebody going to reply to my page and then I can get hits on my page for saying something stupid. You know what I'm saying? But the thing, that's his name, James Earl Ray. There you go. Earl Ray. Yeah.
Rise above it.
You got two
that's
people,
I
you
say,
know what I'm
rise
saying?
Up. Walk in truth and understanding and love is all I can say. You know? And if people get in the way, you just got to keep it moving.
Let's see.
There's no time for, you know, all the madness.
Oh, man,
I'm trying to find the gladness, people.
Trying to find who?
I'm trying to find the gladness, not the madness. Happiness. Why does it have to be about the color of your skin?
Because that's all we got.
No. Nope.
You know, that's all we got. I mean, and I'm pointing this out to the dude at the show. I was like, without racism, what do we have? And you know, what would we have without racism? What would America be without racism?
We could have peace. You could have love.
You got to think about it now. What is television founded off of? What if people found the most entertaining? Racism. Racist shit. Racist jokes. Racist things done in society.
Or,
you know, racist. Anything that's got racism in it.
Control.
That is
power,
entertainment.
Money. The list goes on and on.
Right. It's a mental entertainment. You know, but it's only here in America that they play upon that to the utmost. You can go to a lot of, I'm telling you, I've been in other countries, and they do not play upon it as they do here in America. It's played upon. It's used as a tool to either population control, keep a certain population down, keep a certain people or group down. You know, and that's all it's for. That is all it's for. It serves no other purpose.
It doesn't, you know, bring you closer to God. It ain't going to bring you closer to your neighbor. It ain't going to win you the lottery because you're the most racist person in fucking history. You know, it ain't going to get you the best chick on the planet. You know, it ain't going to get you the best friend. I guess in your eyes, you know what I'm saying, if they're associating with you, they probably your best friends. But in actuality, no. They're not. You know, and racism, people, it keeps us on a divide. You know, it keeps us on a real divide, and we can't get ahead. You know, you can't get ahead here in America. I kind of stop saying that because if you go overseas, if you go to any other country, you will get ahead. They open doors for you. They're not looking at your color. You know, I'm telling you, I'm sitting at McDonald's with skinheads. You know, in Germany. You know what I'm saying? Spoke to them, bitch spoke back. Ain't nobody, you know what I'm saying, say you fucking nigger or you fucking this or anything out of the sorts. So where all this old played up racism we got, it's only here in America. It's played up. I said this on YouTube, and I got a YouTube video where CNN did the little test between the kids, you know what I'm saying, where they showed the dark-skinned child all the way up to the white-skinned child, you know, and then said what was the difference, you know what I'm saying, in between the kids, you know, which one was wrong and which one was right, and you know what I'm saying, it just was crazy, man, and it showed you that from that young age, you know what I'm saying, what was going on. So,
Martin Luther King's speech is very powerful, and I think that the young people today should know what that speech means.
I think they need to play that in every fucking junior high, every high school, every middle school, every school period, during lunch period, as y'all sit down eating your lunch. That speech should, for the whole three lunch periods, should just be continuously ran back to fucking back to fucking back while y'all sitting there listening. Because if you're sitting there with food in your mouth, there's less time for you to fucking talk while the speech is on. But you've got, you know what I'm saying, they've taken Pledge of Allegiance out of the school. So how do you think they're going to sit up there and play something like that in school?
Well, you could play it right now for 7 more minutes or longer.
Tell you people, it's crazy, man. It's crazy. Matter of fact, I think it's 95.7. They got one with the music to it. 95.7. 9.7. Let's see what that pulls up. Do 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 do. How the hell I get way down here? Yeah, I put this speech together though, man. The speech jamming. I'm telling you, the speech is just off the fucking meat rack. But of course, I can't find shit. And I actually did the remix.
It's the number one speech ever.
Huh?
It's the number one speech ever.
Yeah, I did the speech.
One speech.
Let's see if they got it. After they did, the radio station did one, and so I came back and did my remix to it, and I put over like it's 16 minutes long, so it's got probably, I don't know, over like 20 something beats, you know what I'm saying, mixed into it through the whole speech. So,
well, the speech alone is music to my ears.
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to, damn it, who had that? Wow, 94.1. Let's see. Yeah. So, I mean, y'all got the, the whatchamacallit going on? The
holiday? Martin Luther King Day holiday?
Yeah, but I mean, y'all got the parades and stuff going on.
Yeah, we have parades to go down on Martin Luther King Way.
Oh, okay. That's what's up.
Yep.
And now, is that, what do they do? I mean, is that like a...
It's just a peaceful walk down the avenue. Sometimes the flamboyant ones come out.
Oh, the rich people. Right.
I mean the gay.
Oh. Anytime they get a chance to march some fucking way, they
rainbow out there.
Bring they punk asses out there with that bullshit. Well, I cannot find. Yeah. Who didn't know Ricky Martin was gay? You didn't know that?
Yeah.
Oh, man, bitch, you should have known that from back at Shebang and shit. Shebang, that bitch, please. Where is it? Well, they ain't got nothing on it. Let's see. Martin Luther King. Searching the site, people. We're searching the site. Let's see here.
So even though he faces difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of existence. Behold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be here to down the table of the hood. I have a dream. One day, even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the people in justice, sweltering with deep oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream. My poor little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the consequences of that terrorism. I have seen it. This is our hope. This is the place that I go back to the South with.
will be the day. This will be the day when all of God's children be able to sing with new meaning like country tears. We land of liberty of the Arctic. Land where my father's died, land of the pilgrims cry. From every mountain side, let freedom ring, and if America is to be afraid,
my body is shut.
Okay.
The mighty mountains of New York. Let freedom ring from the heightening Alleghenies of Cincinnati. Let freedom ring from the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado. Let freedom ring from the crevasse slopes of California. And not only that, let freedom ring from Stone Mountain of Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every hill and molehill of Mississippi, from every mountainside. Let freedom ring, and when this happens, when we allow freedom ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day. But all the false children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual. Free at last, free at last, thanks God Almighty, we are free at last.
That's crazy, boy. We free at last, motherfuckers still, you know what I'm saying, mentality is dumb.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
Hey, I got the picture. I just checked my email. I didn't know you had sent it to me in the email. Who is this that you standing next to, though?
No, that's the promoter for the show.
Oh, I'm like, he got that look like no motherfucker.
Brand. That, never mind that picture. The one's on my wall.
Oh.
That flash was so bright. That was the photographer that was taking pictures for my sister's site.
Oh, okay. Now, who's the chick in between?
The other picture where you see Chico on the stage and it's dark and red light, I'm in the corner, the right-hand top corner, holding the cell phone camera, taking a picture of him. And it's dark in there.
Oh.
But if you look on my wall, you'll see the pictures in Facebook on my wall. Just go to my wall. Just click onto my name. I shared them on my wall.
Man, well, yeah, I love people on damn Facebook, YouTube. Those are crazy people, man. I'm crazy folks on YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube is number two.
Well, yeah, because I mean, I got that one little video how the police up the hood in Tampa, and I mean, I got so many crazy comments off of that shit. It's just like, that shit crazy, you know?
Yeah. I try not to read the comments anymore. They're too negative all the time.
Yeah, somebody always got to get an opinion, you know?
Got to rise above it.
Always got an opinion, people.
Okay, so you see the pictures on my wall?
No, I'm in my Gmail right now.
Scroll down a little bit because I added others.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Angel Espino.
The jackal's head. The jackal.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I like posted them within the hour, the pictures.
No, these are still the same videos, man. I don't know what the hell.
Come on, really?
With the money you invest in clothes, why risk selling depleted or stretched? Try Voilet Complete. It's for all your clothes.
hate
fucking Facebook for this goddamn ass, though, man. I don't mind ass, but shit that be playing all that audio, man, that shit gets my fucking nerves. I can't stand that shit. Yeah, this still ain't fucking coming up, man. I don't know what the hell.
What, my pictures aren't up there?
Nope, it's a bunch of videos.
No way.
Way yes.
Well, I'll send them to you in an email later then. I have to do it. It's on my phone.
That's your sister, Alicia Wright? Ain't that a chicken?
Yes, that's
her sister. Alicia?
Alicia is right, Alicia.
Oh.
I sent you the picture of her twice.
She knows English and Italian. All right. Radio friend. That's an old friend request. I don't do too many of those.
I told her that I wanted to talk to her.
Yeah, well, see, because I need to get.
She's just starting it up right now, you know.
Mm.
But she's been around the block, you know what I mean? As far as the entertainment world, she's been to a lot of events and, you know, BET Awards and Music Awards and all that stuff, you know. She knows a lot of people.
All right, well, there you go. All these goddamn pokes. Y'all fucking stop poking me. That shit don't mean that no goddamn Facebook. I don't accept
fucking
requests. I don't accept none goddamn game. I don't. Listen, Facebook
is
a goddamn post update.
I just poke.
The only reason I use that shit. I don't be all into fucking apps and adding game. I don't even be on Facebook.
Oh.
Enough
but
of you
I,
worry
I
about some damn games and shit. Yeah, I ain't with all
but
that people.
Like
sorry.
It.
That
like
just ain't for me.
You don't like to be poked? Yeah. I got a lot of pokers, too, let me tell you. Hitting me up every day.
Yeah, I see. You know, I'll be getting poked by everybody. But what a dude poking me for, man? What the hell? They'll be poking me.
Poking me every day.
I don't want to poke me. I think I'll be poking me, right? Oh, fuck.
Well, I poked you, baby. It's too late.
It's all good. Oh, this is good. Mino Browns.
Really, I can't believe you can't see those pictures on the wall.
Yeah.
Why? I can't because they're right in front of my face.
Club Big Yo's. Hell, she had a damn strip. What? Don't make me cuss you out. Well, stripper videos. You gotta love those. Get your big fat ass. Get your throat ass out of there, big boy. Sorry, people. Oh, that was a female. That's what I'm talking about. A woman that can put her legs behind her back, oh, yeah. You got to love that.
Oh, my. What about two behind your head?
Man, she ain't did that yet. I want to see a motherfucking her ass. You better not. I better not see your little fucking thin in ass. This is my daughter up in damn Virginia and shit. She in the military. You can fucking around and post the goddamn strip club videos from Club Big Yo's. I got a chick dancer. She all right. She ain't got nothing on Tampa, though. Our Tampa girls get it in. We get it in. They come out on stage butt naked. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, wow.
Oh. My bad.
This is the super music. Come on.
Not bad. Oh, yeah. They done called on to me. They done shut my switch down today.
Yeah.
I've been riding out on them. You're not going to get a third hour on us this time, guy. You better go premium. Premium.
It's almost that time.
I ain't premium. Shit. About to get it in, though. I know that. All right, Miss Emily, I got to get up and out and about. Your show's over. I got to go find I should print me some business cards. And go upstairs and dilly around a little bit.
Oh,
I'm checking the email, though, for the pictures.
Yeah, I'm sending them in here in a minute.
All right.
Well, you have ones that are, look like black pictures. I mean, just click on them, and you'll see a vague picture of our faces.
I'll be checking them.
Come on now.
I'll be checking them. I don't know if I can edit them, though. I'll brighten them up if it's possible.
Okay, brighten them up.
If that's pop, but that the one you got in the red, that's dark. That ain't no.
Well, it's red lights and that's it in the place.
Yeah, yeah. So that's why I be hating my some clubs, too. The man, the lighting fucks up my video, especially red and blue lights. And when they do that, just make the whole stage look like that. It just sucks with record.
Yeah. Well, I got some decent pictures just when I was right in front of the stage when he was singing, but it was the backstage part because it was just dark. There was no light except for the red light beaming out from the stage. So I couldn't get a shot without a flash. Didn't have time to put the flash on. Didn't think I'd have to. I didn't think it would be that bad.
No. All right. I'll be checking it.
I'm sending them off
people. You know what's going down. Tune in.
Yes.
Have Martin Luther King Day to everybody out there celebrating this great, great day. You know what I'm saying? Happy Independence Day. And it's going down.
Focus on the good.
I'm going down. All right. And I'll holler at you.
Hey. There's no song either, I forgot.
All right. Well, I end up seeing you on Facebook or Gmail anyway. So.
All right.
Nah. Bye.